The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Atrial fibrillation is the most common cardiac arrhythmia, affecting at least 3% of Irish adults over 60. Joining me now to talk about all of this is the head of cardiac electrophysiology at the Mater Private, Professor Gábor Siplaki. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, what is atrial fibrillation?
So atrial fibrillation is, as you mentioned, it's the most common irregular heart rhythm. It means that the normal regular heartbeats go out of sync and your heart is beating irregularly, which reduces the pumping function of the heart and can cause a lot of unwanted consequences.
Now, do you detect it yourself? I mean, can you feel it in your chest that you've got this condition, or could it be silent?
Yeah, so in majority of the cases, if you start feeling your heart beating very, very fast, rapidly, without any obvious reason, like without doing any exercise, that can be an indication that you have an arrhythmia. But unfortunately, I would say in 15 to 20% of atrial fibrillation cases, patients don't have any symptoms. And that can be very dangerous because that can delay the diagnosis.
Now, do we know from the physiology of it, what causes atrial fibrillation? What is going wrong in the heart?
We don't exactly know what the exact cause, but it is an electrical problem of the heart. So the electrical pacemaker function of the heart goes off and it's taken over by some impulses coming from the upper chamber of the heart. It can be triggered by various environmental factors like caffeine can trigger it or alcohol can trigger it. But the core problem is an electrical problem of the heart.
Now, can you avoid it? I mean, people will maybe point to regular exercise and say, you know, that gets my heart pumping pretty regularly every day. Is that a preventative?
Yes, exactly. So if you can keep a healthy weight and you can exercise regularly, like 30 minutes, 4 or 5 times a week with a moderate intensity, that keeps your heart healthy. On the other hand, as I already mentioned, reducing the caffeine or alcohol intake and quitting smoking can be very helpful for your health as well.
Now, the question of feeling something in your chest, you know, palpitations, are they the same as atrial fibrillation, or is there something else going on?
Yes, so normally you don't feel your heart beating, and that's the normal. Very occasionally you can have a skip beat, and that's still okay. But if you start feeling your heart beating, it indicates that you might have an arrhythmia. Atrial fibrillation is, I would say, the most common arrhythmia, but there are other types of arrhythmia which can present even in young individuals.
Now, when you have a heart flutter, if you have one every, 6 months, is that anything to be concerned of at all?
If you have one in 6 months, which lasts for a second, that's not concerning. But if you develop more and more often symptoms and the symptoms get longer and the frequency increases, I think that's an indication that you should visit your doctor. The doctor will try to do an ECG and try to capture your ECG during the symptoms, which is sometimes quite tricky. But these days, we have variable ECG monitors. There are portable ECG monitors. And as you might know, some of the smartwatches can do ECGs as well.
So,
in the diagnosis.
I'm just wondering what experts like yourself think of those smartwatches that, allegedly monitor the heart. I mean, do you trust them?
The ones with ECG capabilities have a very good quality, and we often use it in our clinics to make the diagnosis. The ones which only provide a number of the heart beat or the heart rate can be misleading sometimes.
Okay, so if I look at my watch now, which I can tell you, if I flick on to where my current heart rate is 59, my resting heart rate is 46, or 57, I think it is. The most I elevated to yesterday while walking was 108. Is that kind of information useful at all?
Yes, I think so. That indicates that your average heart rate is in a good range. It's not too slow. It's not too fast. it is normal that your heart rate goes over 100 beats per minute when you go out for a walk or if you do exercise. So that's a useful information. But if you developed any kind of symptoms, then the heart rate itself won't tell us anything. We need an ECG documentation of the same.
Now, when you're exercising, what heart rate should you be aiming for to make sure that you're doing your heart some good?
Yeah, so it really much depends on your age. So your maximal heart rate is depending on your age. And I would say you should target 70 to 80% of your maximal heart rate. For someone who is 50 years of age, that would be around 140 to 150 beats per minute maximum.
Okay, and then slower for those who are somewhat older, and perhaps faster for those who are younger. Is there such a thing as a dangerously low heart rate?
There is. So sometimes in the natural pacemaker of the heart, which we call the sinus node, can have a problem and the heart starts beating very slowly. Patients can get dizzy or they can get falls. And if the heart rate is too slow, that has to be corrected. For that, we use pacemakers and we implant pacemakers to our patients.
For example, my daughter who runs a lot, her resting heart rate would be around 40.
But that can be normal as if she's healthy and she does not have any symptoms with it. But certainly 40 beats per minute in an elderly patient who cannot tolerate the slow heart rate can be dangerous.
Yeah. It's just when she was recently in St. Vincent's A&E, she was told when she reported that her heart rate was, 40 thereabouts when she'd wake up in the morning, the doctor said, if you had that heart rate, you'd be dead. Which I thought was a little bit irresponsible, but there you go. Now, what is tachycardia?
So tachycardia means that your heart starts beating faster than 100 beats per minute without any exercise, so without any good reason. It can be regular, so some of these the heart rates can be very, very regular and very, very rapid. We have a number of patients whose heart rate can go up to 180 beats per minute without any reason. Others experience irregular heart rates, and that suggests that they have atrial fibrillation.
Now, there's a thing called an ectopic beat. What is that?
So the ectopic beat, that means that your normal daily rhythm is interrupted for a split second. There comes an early beat from a different part of the heart, which takes over for a second. If it happens very, very unfrequently, that's normal. 60% of the normal population has ectopic beats. But certainly if somebody has a lot of those ectopic beats, that can be problematic.
And now some of the questions coming in. I always feel heart flutters, but I'm told it's to do with stomach acid, that it's not fluttering at all. Is that possible that what I'm feeling is not my heart, but my tummy?
It is possible, and sometimes the reflux from the stomach actually can trigger these ectopic heartbeats. So sometimes there is a good reason that you develop the flutters during the reflux.
After I run and my heart is pounding, I can sometimes feel what seems to me a skipped heartbeat. Is that something to worry about? That's from John.
So the skipped heartbeat is the exact same thing as the ectopic heartbeat. What happens is that the beat comes a bit earlier and there is a pause after it. And some of the patients feel the pause rather than the extra heartbeat. So that can be normal, again, if the number is within a low range.
This one says, just want to thank Gabor, who performed an ablation on me several years ago and eradicated my AFib. I haven't looked back. I am living life to the full. So compliments to you, Gabor, on that.
I'm very happy to hear that, because we do these catheter ablations for atrial fibrillation more and more often. And with the new technologies, what we have, the procedure has become much safer and more effective. And at the end of the day, as you can see, the quality of the life of the patients go back to normal. And I'm really, really happy to hear that.
Another one. I was told I have a T-wave inversion heartbeat. Is that dangerous? Should it be rectified?
If you have that change on your ECG, then you have to have at least an echocardiogram performed to rule out if the individual has a problem with the structure of the heart. But that is not entirely related to abnormal heart rhythms.
So finally, Gabor, general advice to people, because we don't want to have people, you know, getting scared or, you know, make the, you know, loads of the walking well going into doctors saying, I have a problem with my heart. So is there a general piece of advice you can give where someone should take action?
Yeah, so I would say if you develop fluttering sensations in the chest, which lasts for 5 or 10 minutes or more, or the heart rate goes over 100 beats per minute without any reason, or even if you check your pulse and you feel that it's completely irregular, then just go to the doctor and have a check. And if there is a suspicion of an arrhythmia, they will direct you to the right pathway.
Good advice. Professor Gabor Siplakin, thank you very much for joining us. Gabor is head of cardiac electrophysiology at the Mater Private.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.